Thanks, everybody, for joining. Let's see who's on the phone, if you can deliberately and slowly identify yourselves. Sarah, you've identified yourself. Others?
Travis Thompson.
Thanks, Travis.
This is Mike Lawrence on behalf of United Water.
Thank you, Michael. Others? Is that it? Wow. Okay, let's talk about, let me identify who's here. This is Gary Spackman, Department of Water Resources.
I'm Garrett Baxter for the department.
And Deborah Gibson for the department.
So we're reduced in numbers from the numbers that we have seen in past conferences and meetings. We had somebody else just join us.
This is Roger Lang.
Thank you, Roger. Welcome. Okay, this is a scheduled pre-hearing conference, and this conference was scheduled as a preliminary meeting preceding our scheduled hearing on February 9th through 11th. There are some things that have happened since this scheduling order and pre-hearing conference and the scheduling of the conference. And I suppose, Garrick, maybe you could recite for us what's occurred in terms of filings and stipulated agreements, and let's see if everybody's up to speed.
I'd be happy to do that, Director.
Thank you.
Based upon probably over a year of settlement discussions, a stipulation was reached between a number of the parties parties to the beneficial use claims that were submitted by the Bureau of Reclamation and the Surface Water Coalition in the Snake River Basin adjudication. And that stipulation resolves the key issue, the key issue in the contested case here before you, Director, about how water is accrued or fills to a water right in the first instance. That stipulation has been filed with the SRB court, and the state of Idaho filed a motion for decree of water rights on Friday with the court. They filed that with the court on Friday, asking the court to decree the water rights consistent with the stipulation. That stipulation addresses the water rights in basins 01, basins 21, and 25. Specifically, 01 is the water district that was the water district that was subject to the contested case proceeding here.
And I guess one of the questions I have of the people who are participating today, how many were signatories? The department was, of course.
The City of Pocatello, the Surface Water Coalition, and United Water was not a signatory to that agreement, and Roger Ling was not a signatory to the agreement.
I might explain that. Firm of Parker Rosal signed for me. We're in the process of them taking over as the attorney for Falls Irrigation District.
Okay.
And I noticed they had included Falls as their client.
So I suppose the only participant today that wasn't a signatory was United Water, Michael. And I don't know what interest, I guess United Water was an intervener in this contested case. Is that correct, Michael?
That's correct. United Water intervened in the contested case before the department for purposes of keeping track of the issues that presumably are overlapping, the legal issues that are overlapping between Basin 01, where United Water does not have any water rights, and Basin 63, where United Water does have water rights. The SRBA subcases, United Water filed petitions to intervene in those, and Judge Wildman granted those. I'm going to try to sum up my recollection of what transpired there. Judge Wildman granted United Water's petition to intervene in the Basin 01, 21, and 25 subcases, but said that United Water would not be able to participate in settlement discussions. So he limited United Water's participation. So I understand that that probably was the reason United Water was not contacted about this stipulation that was filed last Friday.
Okay. Well, thanks for the clarification. So there is a stipulation that's been filed with the court and an agreement between the parties. And as Garrick represented, the agreement addresses the issues that were to be raised in the contested case, and do the parties have some preference? I have one with respect to this case. I don't want to waste the time of the parties in going through a contested case hearing if through the settlement of the claims that are now pending before the court, that issue is resolved through the stipulation. And the timing of the matter coming before the court, as I understand, might be as long as 2 to 3 months going through the docket notice system and process. So we need to see what the court will do with respect to accepting the motion and providing notice and allowing the parties to anybody to come in. I suspect as part of the filing, Garrick, wasn't there some kind of an anticipated notice of a show cause order or something to people out there to respond? And
yes, Director.
And I'd like to see that process unfold without going through the hearing for the contested case. So I could ask the parties for suggestions, but it seems to me at this point the best thing for me to do and propose is that we vacate the hearing that's scheduled first part of February 9th through 11th. I think those were the dates. That we vacate the hearing, that we suspend and not require any filings with respect to the contested case, but we not dismiss it until we see how the court disposes of the stipulation and the motion that's now pending before the court. Would that proposal be acceptable to the parties?
Find the Pocatello, Mr. Director.
Travis?
Yes, Director, that's fine with us.
Okay.
I guess just one point that I guess we can talk about this in future proceedings, but how I see this current case framed and how the settlement, if it's approved and accepted by the SRBA court, I just don't know what will be left for this proceeding at that point, but we can talk about that.
Well, I would hope and anticipate that the contested case need not go forward and that the stipulation and the acceptance of it, or anticipated acceptance by the court, would dispose of the contested case issues. That's my hope. Roger, your thoughts? Roger, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I just wondered if you had any thoughts about the proposal.
I really don't know. I read the situation here today, and what your proposal now is fine with me, although I'm not technically, Travis will be representing the client that I had in this matter.
Well, as long as you hang in there with us, I want to seek your opinion, so I've appreciated
it. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I've appreciated
it. May not be a word, but...
Well, thanks for calling in. And, Michael, what are your thoughts? Your situation?
Mr. Director, United Water has no objection to your proposed course of action. We have not yet seen the stipulation based on 01, but, of course, we're at least familiar with some of the concepts that we understand are included in that stipulation. But in any case, postponing the deadlines in the contested case, but keeping the contested case alive until the SRBA proceedings are completed seems to make sense.
Okay. All right. Well, that's everybody that's on the phone, and I'm assuming the others who aren't participating. And maybe we have representation from everybody here. I don't know. Not quite. Jerry Rigby's folks aren't on. And Igwe isn't. And
no Rob Harris.
No Rob Harris. But I'm assuming their absence is either disinterest or acquiescence. So we will issue an order.
Yes, Director.
Yeah.
One request. Garrett, can you email out? Do you have a PDF copy of all that that was filed Friday? I got the hard copy in the mail with the SRBA report, but I don't know if you've got a link to a file that has it all scanned in.
You want the motion and the stipulation?
Yeah, I was going to, if you had everything on an electronic copy.
Yeah, we can do that.
Be helpful to get that United Water too, since they have not seen any of the terms of stipulation.
We'll do.
I appreciate that, Mr. Garrett.
Okay, we'll issue an order next day or two.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.